The Sentai Review, Episode 43, 2011, Super Sentai. Welcome to Fandom Night. Another Wednesday means another Sentai, and we are finally moving on to one of the brokest Ranger teams in all of creation. I'm Reploid Bill, William Bush, and let's do that co-host thing.
Seth Lovasario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Lol GT.
Shane McCree Photo Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin dude thing stuff.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Today, it is time for Shane Butcher's Name.
We're in 2011.
I totally didn't come up with
the
jingle.
Shane Butcher's Name.
Yeah. I don't know.
You gotta have like a bing on the end of it or something.
If you don't know how to pronounce a thing, Shane will come in and butcher it.
Bing. I don't know. I almost feel like it needs to be more of like a old school gangster rap. Like somebody just needs to start beatboxing.
Okay.
We just gotta figure out the rhyme for it.
2011.
Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger.
Close enough, fuck it.
Moving
on!
That might have been my best one yet.
Pirate Rangers! From space!
These are the Gokaiger, and just to put this out here...
They're broke as fuck!
We have been seeing Gokaiger since 1975. The Gokaiger can become any Ranger that has been in the series so far. And because of that, we often come across these pictures where the yellow... Or the pink, not the pink, not ever the pink, but the yellow will start doing our review. We'll be like, looks like they're all guys except for the pink. Then we'll come across a picture where all of a sudden the yellow is a girl, and for a while we kept hearing this thing come up where, well, maybe at some point in the show they changed Rangers. That's not what happened. When the Gokaiger yellow becomes one of the yellow Rangers that used to be a dude, she's a chick, she gets a chick version of that costume. So we keep seeing Gokaiger pictures sneak into our reviews. These are the ones to blame for how many times we said, well, now all of a sudden it's a woman. Now all of a sudden it's a dude. That's what's been going on.
And whoever's editing this, put in the now you know rainbow.
The more you know.
And knowing it's half the battle.
And if you would like to see these Rangers or take this conversation with you, you could do both of those things by going over to FandomNight.com. And you could also, I don't know, like there's a contact list and maybe you could say something to us, maybe?
Email Bill naked pictures of dogs.
They will then share them.
Wouldn't that just be pictures of dogs?
I don't know.
Dude, I am half awake, right?
just saying.
Saturday morning, I'm tired.
So, for us here in America, this is the super... Mega Force, which in America it was just the same set of kids, just got new costumes.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, watching
this is
part of the
Mega Force people?
Super
yes.
Mega Force.
That became the Super Mega Force.
Here in America, yes.
In America.
They were the same people. Yeah. They just got new costumes
in America.
So they were like, oh no, Omek was broken. Now what will we do? Look, a flintlock laser.
In America,
Omek is
still
around.
Yeah.
They just needed more power because of incoming war.
Because the guy who was the Black Ranger in Megaforce was complaining because he became the Green Ranger in Super Megaforce.
Yeah.
He didn't understand why he became green. Everybody else kept their same color.
He was like green with envy.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
I saw
some of the American episodes, including the final Legendary War. These guys are amazing, awesome, and broken.
Bro,
they are like, dude, they are like the coolest Rangers there have ever been.
I have a question.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very serious question. Mm. So, Tommy pops up and goes, White Tiger Power! Becomes White Ranger somehow.
The Silver Ranger could then...
Are they able to do it?
The Silver Ranger can. The Silver Ranger can become...
Silver Ranger can tap in at the same time as other Rangers, but these five can't.
No, you misunderstand.
This Red Ranger
here can become any Red Ranger in the history of the show.
No, well, what I was asking is like, all right, well, fine, we'll go with Jason Ranger. Then. He's like, Tyrannosaur, bam! He's Red Ranger right now.
Yeah,
from Morphin.
Yeah.
That guy's like, you know what, that sounds like a good idea. Tyrannosaur! Does it work?
Yeah.
Well, holy shit, okay, that is broke as a
joke. I can explain it better. Their belt, the middle part of their belt opens up and there's a key. In the belt, when they want to become a legendary ranger, they'd be like legendary ranger, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's Morphin time.
And that belt will open up.
So they have to know all the catchphrases.
Yes.
Yeah, and then all those four bastards.
Well, what's cool is in the American
Shifter's a turbo.
In the American show I was watching, that's what they were doing. They were telling when the Gold Ranger combined to become like the double Gold Ranger or whatever. They were telling him that. They were like, he's like, well, I don't know what else I can do to win this fight. He's like, back a long time ago, there was a Gold Ranger called this, and there's a Gold Ranger like that, and their powers alone aren't good enough, but... And then he just combined the keys, which it makes them double broke, because that means that somebody could go, I just want to combine
the Red Rangers. And think about it. If you could find a way to link every single catchphrase together properly, where it doesn't sound like total jackassery, like...
Mighty Morphin Zeo Megazord Neo.
No, it's like it's time to shift into Turbo Murph. See, I already screwed it up. Boom, and I didn't transform.
And they exploded.
It's time to shift into Turbo Morphin time. Bam! Now I'm Turbo Tyranno Red Ranger.
No, because way that they work.
That would be cool.
The way that they work is their morpher has a little key thing, like a slot. They have to take the key out, flip it into a key mode. That key allows them to tap into a certain part of the original powers.
Yeah, the original Morphin.
So,
wait, how the hell do they go? How do they do space then? Do they just yell 3, 3, 5?
No, you misunderstand it. All he has to do is say, Legendary Ranger power, Space Rangers, reach into the belt, take it out. It's a little red ranger that looks like the Space Ranger. They push a button, it flips into a key, they put it in, they turn the key. Yeah. Bam, that's who they are. Now,
the key is like, you know how when you go to the grocery store, there's that little thing that sits near the exit? You put 50 cents in and you turn it, you get one of them little balls? Yeah, they look like the little figurines
you
get
one
of those stupid egg balls.
Skittles, by the way.
I'm telling you.
Yes. These guys are broke
when
as
they
fuck.
We watched the movie.
Yes, me and Bill sat watching.
Yes,
we watched the Legendary War.
It was amazing. These guys are broker than shit.
Here, let me explain it like this. Have you ever been sitting inside of a forum doing an RP battle, and the motherfucker is literally like, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened.
Yeah, I have ways around that.
That's literally what they do. They are in the Megazord, and dude goes... Oh, red key, use. And all of a sudden the Tyrannosaur doesn't move. Oh, green key, use. Now it turns into the fucking Ninja Storm thing. And there's six fucking Ninja Zords everywhere.
Yeah, they just...
Yellow key, turn.
They just...
Now there's a car driving around shooting motherfuckers.
During the fight, there's all these guys...
They twisting at any given time. Like,
yes.
They spam the fuck out of the bosses.
During that movie...
The swords stay.
During that movie...
Until destroyed, yes.
During the movie, a fleet arrives on Earth, and it's bombarding the entire planet, all around the planet. The entire planet is under attack. So they go to their Megazord, which, by the way, that Megazord's already broke as shit.
Right.
Like, it's outrageously powerful.
Don't they also have a space pirate ship, too?
Yes, but that becomes the Megazord.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they're in their Megazord, and they're like, we're broke as shit, but we need to be more broke as shit. Ninja Zords! And they fucking put the key in. They put the key in, they turn it, all these Ninja Zords come out. And then the Ninja Zords go this way, and they're like, not enough! SPD! Then the cannon thing opens up and a bunch of SPD swords come out and they start fighting. And then they're like, that's not broke enough. We need super Megaforce swords. We need Megaforce swords. And I turn the thing and Megaforce swords come out and they're all fighting. And they're like, we're still not broke enough. We need Tyrannosaurus sword out here. And they turn that and a big Tyrannosaurus dinosaur thing comes out blasting fire.
We're
like,
we're still not broken enough.
We
need the most ultimate broken as possible. Get a pyramid. Boost!
Yeah.
Get a dragon sword! Boost!
But see,
get
that's
broken.
Just it.
Sword! Boom!
They can.
Actually, forget that last one. Just de-summon that guy.
They can. That's how broke they are.
They are broke.
They fight the entire... It is a literal fleet. Like, the bad guy, he was a competent bad guy that came down to Earth and he says, I can't beat you, but I have an army that spans half a galaxy.
Well, we've got a broke as a joke freaking team.
No.
But
that's our Hulk.
That's why he's a competent bad guy. He was like, there's no way I can beat you. But
he brings an entire armada.
I can outlast you. And he just sends wave after wave after wave. And during the fight, it's really cool.
This guy is actually a smart variant of Zap Brannigan.
Okay, here's
you
the
have
problem
to see
this
it,
guy.
Man.
This guy literally
right. Nick, you have to see it, man.
This guy literally has them dead to rights. The Earth can be destroyed. He is such a cocky fuck that he literally goes, I'm going to give you guys 24 hours to think about
this. No, he doesn't. The real thing that was going on was the first fleet that comes in is meant to destroy the Zords. That was their purpose. He's not dumb. He knows those things gotta go. They took out like three of his fleets, like armadas. And he was like, doesn't matter, because sooner or later, you're gonna lose. And they're like, hey, we got those set of Zords. Hey, we finally got them. We finally got them. So he wipes all of them out. Now all the Zords are gone, and he says, tomorrow, everyone on this planet is dead. Because the first fleet was meant to destroy the Zords. The second fleet will be ground troops. So he gives them a day while he prepares his ground forces for full-scale invasion. And during that time, the Rangers were beat. But dude, during the fight, like they fight on the ground at the start, because he sends a ground force in, making it look like the invasion's already started. And these guys are crazy, dude. Like, they morph into like 16 different Rangers and they rapid fire. They'll be like,
do we have this so I can watch this today?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
it's really awesome because it's like nostalgic as you watch it. You see them transforming and all this stuff you grew up with and you're like, awesome, 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 awesome. And you just can't stop watching it. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was about to say, is it on this show for this one?
The legendary battle.
One guy comes in and they start fighting. They get shot with this blaster. He falls down. He immediately jumps up, jumps into the air, changes into another ranger to do one attack. That's all he needed. He just needed this one dude's one attack. So he changes, does like this beam thing, knocks a bunch of dudes down, and then immediately changes into the Red Ranger from our show and goes in with the power sword and starts front fighting these dudes. Like, dude, these guys are an awesome, ridiculous joke. Like, they're outrageous.
Yeah.
Now somebody
description
has to describe these Rangers.
I already did, technically. They're literally pirate Rangers. They're wearing, like, the pirate doublet. Their helmets actually, the top of their helmets actually look like pirate hats, which is awesome. They have skull and crossbones on that. Each one's set up for their different colors. They got, like, this black undershirt onesie thing that has skull and crossbones on it. They got piratey boots.
Yeah, with like silver cuffs.
They look freaking amazing.
I really do think these guys look... When I first saw the toys come out, and when they were first announced, they were like, the next season is Pirates. I laughed out loud. I was like, this is going to be some sad shit.
Yeah, I remember.
And then it came out, and you were like...
Well, I got to see them as toys first, and I was like, because I bought the toys to do a review on my channel, and I did the review of the toys, and I was like, for what it's worth, these guys don't look bad. They look kind of decent. Then I got to see them in motion, and that does change a lot, because sometimes just seeing them doesn't do the justice until you see what's going on with the costume.
Plain, but I think that works into the fact that they can do whatever they want. So when they come out there, you're like, oh, you all look exactly the same, just different colors.
Yeah,
and I was like,
about
yeah, but now I'm Red Ranger from season one.
Well, I was about to say, if I remember correctly,
right.
Red Ranger from season one, way back in 1975.
Speaking in which, episode one, Gokaiger, they henshin a go-go, baby.
Oh,
they do go all the way back to 1975 Ranger.
Actually, in the Legendary War, they literally have every single team show up as well.
Even baby Rangers.
And when the old ones show up, they refer to them
favorite,
as Legendary.
The Joker Ranger.
They don't say them by name because we never got them here.
Right.
They just refer to them as Legendary Rangers.
Dude, they even play with powers during their show that they didn't know. Like, they turn into the Gymnastic Rangers. And since they don't really
the circus or Circle A Rangers,
they are gymnastic. It took I had a conversation with a guy on the channel finally that was telling me how they work. They are a gym class of Rangers.
That's cool, I guess.
I told him we don't see them. We just usually just talk about the shows. But regardless, they turn into those. And they don't know what to say, so when they do it, they just say, they literally, the girl is like, Legendary Ranger power. That's it. She doesn't call out what it is. She's just like, I got this key. Fuck it.
Legendary backflip Ranger power.
Next. There are the standard
Everybody
weapons.
Everybody gets swords.
The golden white dude.
Everybody.
Yep. Everybody gets
a pirate cutlass.
I think he's
sword.
Referred to as a Silver Ranger in our series.
Yes.
Also,
he's the sixth. He can tap into any sixth Ranger power.
Know, his helmet is
looks
awesome.
Looks like an anchor. Yeah.
No. His helmet is awesome for two reasons. One, it looks like he's got sunglasses on. So he's the cool guy Ranger. Second thing,
I feel like
in the
show,
his helmet. Kind of reminds me of the White Tiger Ranger's helmet.
I was about to say in the show, though, I'm kind of like, after watching the movie, I'm kind of iffy on him because he's hardcore as fuck, but like they try to play off his character like he's the, I'm nice and swell and everything's cool, but I'm really deeply the badass of the group.
Oh, wait.
Oh, so he's the Gentleman Ranger.
Wait, no, isn't this the one where they pass each other weapons, right?
I was just going to say, the reason they all have the same weapons is for the first time there's a purpose. They all get a saber, cutlass-type weapon, and they get a flintlock laser. Yeah. The purpose for this is that during combat, if the Red Ranger gets surrounded, he might be like, bam, 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 and take out the three guys in front of him and see that the girl is too close quarters. So he'll be like, he'll just throw his sword over and she'll toss her gun, grab his sword and start double swording everybody around her he'll just start
crazy,
blasting people and like he'll blast the people that are coming at her to help. And then like the blue guy will come in. And, like, as he's running by and the Red Ranger is shooting, he'll run in between the blasts, and then the Red Ranger will toss that gun as the Blue Ranger tosses his sword back. So the Blue Ranger will start gunning for this direction while the Red Ranger runs through with two swords now. So they interchange their weapons on the fly during combat. And
see,
if any of them loses one, like if the Pink Ranger has only a sword left and she like gets hit and she drops that sword, well, everybody's got two weapons. So if she drops that sword and she hits the ground and gets back up and she can't get to it, somebody will just throw her a gun. Like, here, keep going. We all got the same weapons. Fuck it.
See, this seems like overlooking the we can become everybody power.
Yeah.
This seems to probably be, with the way you're explaining it, the most coherent team of Rangers that has ever been.
Yeah, they're like the best. I mean, to me, this is what
this
always
This team truly knows what teamwork think about it. Kimberly's like, oh no! Tommy's in trouble! Here, use this! And throws her bow. Tommy's gonna be like, get that fucking shit out of here!
Yeah, he'll be like,
he'll be like, Saba, go kill shit!
She'll throw him the bow and he'll pick it up and start swinging it like a bat.
Yeah.
He's like, thanks! She's like,
but
that's not really.
It's like, this
how
is
works.
Not working as
he
well
would
as
put Saba in it.
Oh god! That would be epic!
The Six Ranger's weapon looks kind of like the Silver Ranger from space. It's like attached to his arm wrist area, but also has the little key thing on it, too.
The Silver Ranger gets some sort of gun thing.
It's like a Tommy
so it is kind of like the in-space Silver Ranger.
A little bit, yeah. But you'll also notice that he has the saber also.
I need to see a better picture of him.
Well, okay.
Yeah, the symbol.
He'll switch weapons with them also, but he primarily uses this type of gun lance thing or something, right? It is like a lance thing? I can't really
gun
remember.
Lance.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
we got gun blades,
might as well
have
Rangers.
A gun pole arm.
Sure.
I think it is.
Next.
It literally.
These.
See, those people look cool as shit. And look at him! The freaking lead guy is still in a pirate
more,
doublet.
They were
actually
like
pirates. Remember what I told you? They
well,
came
the
down.
The chick is just like in a dress with like a heavy jacket.
Right, but remember what I told you? They came here to steal treasure and eat ramen?
She doesn't look like she wants to steal treasure. She looks like she was a princess who was kidnapped.
It's possible. But they were pirates.
So
they came here to steal treasure.
Right.
The last guys that we just reviewed, the Gosai were already battling an empire.
Right.
These dudes were running from the empire because they steal shit. So they're like running from the empire. Then they get away from the empire in the first episode and they see Earth and they're like, let's make a pit stop. So they turn the wheel of the giant awesome spaceship boat Final Fantasy thing, and they friggin' land on our planet, they get off the boat, and they immediately go to telling the Earth, they're like, we're here because we've heard you have great treasures, and then the people of Earth, like, because they make this big announcement on top of the building, they're like, this is how it's gonna go, just give us the treasure now, and we'll just leave, don't give us the treasure, we're gonna start causing problems, and they were like, dude, our planet is ransacked by war. We don't got shit. And they were like, oh.
Well,
and then they kind of talk with each other like, you said there was treasure here. And he's like, I said there might be treasure here. And then he's like, well, shit. Where can we eat? So they go off to a ramen shop.
Wait, everyone just kind of dismisses the fact that it's just like, these guys are here to rob us. We ain't got shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's a good place to eat? Well, seeming you missed the last species about 150 light years from here.
So they go off to
There's a ramen shop in downtown.
And while they're at the ramen shop, they get caught accidentally in the middle of the war that's taking place on Earth.
You know what the upside is? I think, if I remember correctly, they're not stuck in Angel Grove.
No.
So that's nice.
Right.
Not have
truth
eight
be told,
seasons in a row.
No,
I've been
rewatching Power Rangers, and they only spent Angel Grove until space. The very next series is in space, and then the next series after that is like back on Earth, but they're not in Angel Grove. They're in like a different city.
I know one of them, they like go back to Angel Grove every couple of episodes.
You know, did they explain why these guys can tap into the old ones? Are they ensuing that they...
It's because
in the Japanese
is
in the Japanese series.
Yeah.
In the Japanese series, there was a huge war that took Earth. During that war, the Rangers all band together. And in order to stop the opposing force and push them back, they sacrificed their lives and become like a weapon. And their power shoots off the planet and destroys the entire armada...
Or at least that's set.
And now there are no Rangers. None. But their powers are left behind in these fragments. These pirates have been going around collecting them.
Their little keys.
And their little keys. Because when the series starts, they got like a barrel or something. And they got like all these keys that they've been collecting. So they're becoming broke as a joke on purpose. They were like, remember all those Sentai that were bad as shit? What if we go out and find every one of them? And when we can't get one, we'll just use all the powers of the ones we got and take it. So they weren't necessarily good guys at the start of the show. They were out there finding keys and shit and trying to fight this galactic empire. Next.
still say that that White Ranger helmet is awesome. But I like the others.
Pretty sweet picture here. Next.
Oh.
Without helmet. See, I don't know why, but the Red Ranger just has, like, always a creepy look on his face.
Yeah. The smile's way too big. Like,
I don't think this is a real picture.
No, somebody cropped
it. Yeah, I think somebody cropped that, because that's really awkward looking.
Photoshopping. But it's alright. I mean.
Next.
It's so creepy, though. See, that's...
There's their awesome pirate ship.
He's got a trident thing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, see? I knew he had something like... It's like a... Yeah.
It's a trident.
Yeah.
They also
that's why I didn't want to agree at first. I was like, I know it's like a long...
So wait, does that make him Space Poseidon?
Next.
Bill's like, damn it. Captain Marvelous.
Captain Marvelous, huh?
Dude, he's friggin' awesome.
He's pretty close to some copyrights. Let's do it.
We need an ad in OUS or we're screwed.
Well, to be fair,
Don Doggler.
To be fair, that could
name?
this red guy here.
Milfie?
He could be a kind of sneaky thank you. Marvel helped launch Sentai. They did Spider-Man over there.
Right.
Marvel helped do Spider-Man, which set in motion the giant Zord and the transformation into a suit.
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man fought monsters, and then they moved from that. Into the first one we did, the 1975 Rangers, and then they were also responsible for helping launch Battle Fever J, and I think one or two series after that, they kind of fell out of luck. And, you know, Marvel went back, and they were like, look, guys, we're not interested anymore. And then Power Rangers was like, well, we found our footing, thanks for the help. And then they went on to become what they became. Now, later on, it's said that possibly the reason the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comics launched here and were taken care of by Marvel is kind of a thank you, like, hey, you guys helped us. Now Power Rangers get big for you. Why don't you run a comic book? And this could very well, Marvelous, it's not a guarantee.
It could be a throwback to those things.
But it could be a throwback, like a thank you for starting us out.
Just think of how close Spider-Man could have been
coming
to Power Rangers.
I like the wanted poster. It's a one piece.
Yep.
Which would have made these guys even more broken.
Yeah.
I like their... Like, they
legendary Spider-Man Ranger power!
They each got some unique names, except for Joe there.
Joe Gipkin!
Joe.
My name is Joe Gipkin.
You got Luca?
Luca Milfie.
Huh.
How you doing?
I like Bill. He's like... Huh.
Can't help but wonder. Next. That's a sweet picture right there.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Their Megazord has a fucking hat.
Oh, yeah.
Their Megazord is awesome as shit.
Their Megazord has a pirate hat.
And the red chest portion falls down to release a giant cannon that fires cannonballs. More cannons. This thing has more cannons than a boat should.
These are missile shoulders that fire. The hat can shoot something. I can't remember what. Yeah. They of course have a giant sword and a weapon. Then the chest opens up to reveal a gigantic cannon and all these cannonballs on the side of the arms, like the arms open up. And you can see that they're stock loaded with cannonballs. And then this thing just goes, doom, 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 as the cannonballs load into it.
Yep.
And things die horribly.
Yo, dog, we heard you liked cannons. So we fit your Zord with cannons so that they can shoot cannons while they shoot cannons.
Next. That's their morphers now.
Yep.
A cell phone?
Yep. See the little thing in the middle here?
That's
where
the
key goes.
So wait, does that top section, like, break open? Then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It opens up, like, kind of like each like side just...
like open doors.
Yes.
Fans out.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Mm.
That's actually pretty sweet.
See, you can see their belts, the little person on the belt. That flips around, and there's a key in there. Then they take that key, flip it into key mode, put it in that phone, and turn it.
That's actually pretty bitchin'.
Pretty cool.
Next. This dude's all about the friggin' fist in the air and the Green Ranger's like slipping like a Looney Tune. Oh no!
The Blue Ranger's like, oh my god, he's slipping.
Red is still not happy that he didn't get ramen.
He's like, we are still on this fucking planet.
And dude, even with the helmet on, you know he's mad.
Look at Pink and look at Yellow. Pink is just like, I'm over here. And Yellow's like, you know you want some of this sexy leg.
Well, her name is Milfy.
So, yeah.
The Blue Ranger is like, man, the Green Ranger is making all of us look stupid, Captain. And the captain's like, I know, don't worry, I look so cool.
And the White Ranger is like, I'm trying to make up for it! Compensation!
Oh, shit. Next. Okay.
We're back.
It is time.
These people are fucking epic.
Who is winning the popularity contest today? Who is the coolest Ranger?
Not green. Slip-on ass Ranger.
He just ruined that. Yeah, he can't even.
You know what? I can't
no one
decide.
Can green now.
I can't this. Decide between red and blue.
Look at the picture he's in right now. He looks like he's falling over.
He's trying to be a drunk.
They are pirates.
Yeah.
I can't decide which one.
I mean,
like
what do you do with a drunken sailor?
But because of the way you've been explaining him, Red's my favorite.
Yeah,
I'm definitely Captain
Morgan. But Nick,
Morgan.
You have to answer the question.
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan? Don't be Captain Marvel.
No, he looks like Captain Morgan with his coat on. Now.
Where are you at?
Yeah, Red. I guess we'll go with that.
Dang!
I'm going with the asshole.
I'm
so
still waiting on Nick to answer the question.
Red. He did.
Red. He said red.
No, what do you do with a drunken sailor?
What?
There's a lot of things you can do with a drunken sailor.
Like give him to Milfy.
No. Silver.
You throw him in with a captain's daughter.
Yeah. Silver wins it.
Early in the morning. Not really.
We got four reds and a silver.
He's a silver.
Silver? I'm going red. Because it's pirate.
Yeah.
It just fits.
It screams pirate.
Yeah, it just...
No, actually, the blue one screams pirate, too.
Bluebeard.
Yeah, but his name's Joe, and nobody cares.
Hey, sorry for all
Captain
those out there
Marvelous.
Joe. That does not sound like a pirate,
That's
sir.
Friggin' awesome.
That sounds like a cruise ship captain.
I'm all about Captain Marvelous, dude. All right. It is time to rate these Rangers.
I'll start it off. 5.
Dang!
Dun, dun, dun! Because pirates that change into everybody.
It's kind of true.
With flintlock laser pistols. Yeah.
The Zord had a hat.
But the Zord doesn't count. Just costume.
And just think. After this series is complete, we've been talking that we're going to go back through and review all the Zords.
I got a feeling I'm going to rate this Zord a 5, too.
So coming all the way back, you'll get a chance to see this Zord again.
Cannons upon cannons upon cannons
upon
cannons.
You get to see his awesome hat.
A 5.
Yeah!
I mean, I actually watched this. So not all of it, but a couple episodes, and this is pretty amazing. I mean,
do you have a person named Milfy?
This just makes me want to watch.
For that alone, it should get a 5.
This makes me want to watch the Japanese version for sure.
I really
so,
do, actually.
5 for sure. Yeah, 5 and up.
Oh, 3 5s.
These guys are rocking it. These guys are rocking it.
You gotta throw down the slight hate.
Uh oh.
Because the asshole Red Ranger.
What?
Dude, he makes it even better. He fits the pirate.
He's a pirate. You want him to be
pirate.
Fucking... You want him to be...
Dude, nice pirate.
If
nice
shut
pirates
the
get
fuck
killed.
Up. I'm rating this.
Damn,
son.
I said slight. 4.5.
Where
I
you
said
at?
Slight.
I'm giving him a 4.5.
4.5?
Oh, yeah. 2 haters.
Yeah, mine's not so much hate as it comes down to a matter of, yes, they're amazing, but there is just a tiny bit of overdesign. Not much.
How is that overdesign? It's perfect pirate.
It's pirates as rangers.
It's perfect pirate design. The only thing you're missing is a parrot and an iPad.
It comes down to a matter of
which
It comes down to a matter of you haven't seen the Legendary War, you asshole! They gain a second variant to the costume, and the second variant is slightly better than this! Slightly!
How is it slightly better?
That's
I want to know this. Because now you're just rating it on a different variant of their outfit that shows up once.
None
that we have not been shown.
Times.
What you got, Bill?
Still waiting on a bill.
Oh, it's all about me?
Yeah.
It's always all about you. Shut up.
Well, that's different. Look, I like these guys. I like them a lot. I think I'm like a 4.8, somewhere in there. Like, I guess I could say 5, but really, I have to say I'm impressed because I don't do the pirate thing. It's not me.
Me neither.
But I appreciate what they've done with this. The suits look really good. The battle aspect works for them perfectly. The costumes accentuate the fight style that they have. I think that this is nearly perfectly designed. And the only reason these guys are getting a -2 is something you can't see. And it's got something to do with what Seth said, but not 100%. This guy here, this Silver Ranger, remember how there was a battleizer that gave fake giant rubber muscles to the Red Ranger in space?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of laughs at that. Well, when you finally sit down and watch this, there's a battleizer for him where he wears this gold plate mail.
Didn't it have like the helmet?
But every helmet of every Six Ranger is on the plate mail.
That's the episode I saw where he had command keys. That's
and
it looks
terrible. And that is in my memory.
Why was this not?
There was no picture. We had no picture of it, but I'm telling you, there's a battleizer Silver Ranger guy, and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, it is
I
the worst
about that one.
Looking.
Isn't it the Gold Ranger chest plate thing?
No, it's like a giant. He has like big shoulder pads.
And
then it goes all the way down.
Yeah.
And even has one of like the hangy things to protect his cock.
He's got a hanging codpiece.
And then there's like all these faces all over the. He looks like Freddy Krueger, like when he's dying at the end of that movie and all the faces come out of him, except he doesn't look terrifying.
Yeah,
he looks goofy.
Legendary battles,
like, it looks really bad, and that is in my mind.
At some point, hopefully.
That is stuck in my mind so hardcore.
Couple things record, I think.
That they do lose that .2 with me, but that's all I'm taking away from him. I can live with that guy looking goofy because everybody else looks so cool.
They got everything added up, Seth, and then divided by 6.
They got a 4.8.
Yeah!
I'm trying to find the battleizers to actually show off.
I guess I'll just see
Hold
him.
Up. No, here you go. Here.
I can't see that.
Oh, yeah, pass that over
I'm
to
blind.
Him.
Pass
that
shit.
Looks,
I'm old and
sorry,
blind,
that looks terrible to me.
Ugh. I can probably find a better
Shane
picture
says,
of it.
Ugh.
That's what it is. I love Nick. Yeah, see? You're cocking your head. Yeah, I forgot about that thing.
That is the reason
the
I take a little bit away.
The at least look badass. But for some reason, they were not shown in there. You're still trying to make heads or tails, aren't you?
See, the
fuck?
What is that?
I forgot about the Battleizers, so yes, red does
see,
win. I got to change my vote on that.
See, when you were sitting there being like, it's got the faces on it, I thought it was just like, you know, engraved. It's like,
no,
all right,
no,
that doesn't sound
no.
that bad. You know, it's literally like, you know, cheap plastic toy masks that you buy from Walmart. You
it
know, they have to sometimes cut the eye holes out of yourself.
Like the
that
the,
has like
okay.
a little tiny elastic band thing that you pop around. And you're like, look at me, I'm a blah.
Yeah.
There's like these
super hold on, no, no. There's two easier ways. Yeah, there's two easier ways to describe this. The first would be the Three Ninja series, those masks that they have. The second would be the mask shop guy that you run into at the very beginning.
Majora's Mask.
Majora's
Mask.
Happy
Mask salesman guy.
Just
That's
all
exactly
the masks.
What it is.
Yes.
Random bullshit all over, yes.
This bag always has like 80 masks on it. Yeah, that's
including the Mario.
Save this, give this to Bill. Bill will put this in at the end of the
actually,
video.
Actually, he's been doing
actually,
this.
Scott will put this in at the end of the video.
If I don't get that one, I'll find one.
Yeah,
I'll find one. That everybody can see this and can join me in the fuck face.
Yeah, that is the only reason I take the point two away from them. You didn't see it.
But that was not presented to me
right,
at time of
that day. Was not presented, so you didn't know.
Yeah.
But that has been our Gokaiger.
I'm not making an addendum because it is still too epic to give a .2 penalty for whatever the fuck they were thinking on that.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.